Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be sharing with you today about, are you too busy for your marriage? When you start dating someone that you could see yourself settling down with, the last thing you think could happen is that you'd be too busy with life for one another. The problem is that we are unable to see or understand what things could become until we've actually experienced it. We feel so in love and all about one another in the beginning that it's hard to imagine life any other way. And more than this, we cannot begin to imagine that because of being so busy. Being so busy can lead you and your partner to drift away from one another. Those awesome random date nights that you had, or the impromptu day lounging in bed, cuddling, can very easily be replaced and forgotten when things like work deadlines, household obligations, looking after children, or helping out extended family or friends come into the picture. You and your partner can gradually become too busy for one another, and in fact, become too busy for your marriage and family life. Think about how busy today's lifestyles are, and it's not hard to imagine something like this becoming a reality for many couples. Every time you ask someone how they are, you probably hear the same as me. Yeah, good, just really busy. When people don't get back to you, it's always because they've had a super busy time, they're really hectic, things are manic. And let's be honest, who isn't busy these days? We make ourselves busy by the routines that we impose and filling every last hour or minute with to-dos, even if they are good to-dos. For example, you can be busy in the pursuit of greater happiness, your individual social media and screen time, exercising, socializing, learning, and relaxing routines can put the relationship at home on a back foot. Having our own independency as two people in a relationship is definitely important, but being too busy for one another is the very opposite of good, and it can lead to serious deterioration in your relationship. Busy marriages don't look all the same either. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mum whose life is occupied with taking care of your little ones while maintaining the house and keeping things afloat. All attention perhaps has gone to the children. Or maybe you're a husband who goes to work early, comes home late at night, leaving no time for anything to do with the relationship. Or you could be an entrepreneur, juggling your work, kids, family, life balance, while your partner climbs a career ladder or spends long time focusing on something else also. Or you could be looking after your elderly or sick relatives. Or maybe one of you or both of you are preoccupied with an addiction and this is taking over and taking time away from the marriage. The point is that you need to be able to recommit to your marriage by being able to make time for each other. And more importantly, you need to be able to see that you need to make that time. Because before you know it, one or both of you with busy schedules, these busy schedules can take over your life. And then when you've adapted to these busy schedules taking over your life, for some it can be really hard to change that and they just are in the flow of everything being busy all the time. And completely ignoring each other's needs and the couple time that is needed within the relationship. Being busy to that extent also takes a toll on you both mentally and physically. It's just plain tiring. And being that tired that often can lead one or both couples to not having the energy or the mental capacity to interact with each other. So it becomes this vicious cycle. Also, in terms of physically, when you're physically tired, then you're not going to do what your body really needs it to do, and that's exercise. You're less likely to eat healthy. And mentally, it can lead to a really low mood. Sometimes it can lead to depression, being tired. So whilst it's important to achieve your lifestyle objectives that you're working towards, keeping in mind that not working on the relationship is also going to have repercussions for your overall health and well-being. It's really important to make sure that there aren't any serious inconsistencies and that you are balancing your life in a way that makes you feel good. 11 months back, I had a couple book a free Save My Marriage consultation with me. These are the consultations that I offer people who are looking to change their relationship. They want to ask me any questions about how to go about changing their relationship, whether they're changing the relationship on their own or working together as a couple. And they're 20 minutes now because I've got so busy I've had to sort of shorten them. But if you would like to have a session, feel free to go to my website and book a time with me. So this couple had this session with me 11 months ago. And they'd said that over the years, they'd become busier and busier and they weren't really communicating at all. They said they weren't arguing, but they weren't connecting. They were passing each other like ships in the night. They had not had sex in months and they were drifting apart. And we discussed my 6-session one-to-one program and my audio program. And they said that they really wanted to go for both, that they thought that it sounded exactly what they needed, and then that they would sign up that day. So I was like, great, I sent them the welcome letter, and then I didn't hear anything. They disappeared. So naturally, I thought, okay, they've changed their mind. Fair enough, I knew they wouldn't go to marriage counselling because they already said that they tried marriage counselling and it had made things worse for them. And I just thought, okay, well, maybe they are going to be working on it together. And so they disappeared, and I don't chase people. If they don't want to work at this time, it's got to be right. So I left it. And then 2 weeks ago, the husband got back in touch with me to say that they did really want to do it at that time, and they were planning to do it, but they just got too busy to book it, too busy to dedicate the time for those 6 sessions. And now his wife had had an affair, and could I help them? And, you know, they were really shocked at just how busy they had made their lives that they couldn't fit in 6 sessions. They couldn't fit in the time to book these sessions and to make this effort. And now they're dealing with the aftermath of an affair. Thankfully, they are now committed to definitely doing those 6 sessions. We've already done half of them. And already they found a great difference. Because when you start putting focus on connection, when you start making time for the marriage, when you start making time for each other, lots can change. And so in the sessions, we focused on how to create lasting actions that create lasting connection and time for one another. Because there is no point in talking about things and going round and round in circles without any action. And there's no point in committing to actions that you can't sustain, overcommitting yourself. When couples do this and change things on their own, they often find that they soon slip back into their old habits and the changes never last. And that's because they were trying to do too much and it was unrealistic. So it's got to be the right balance, and that's really what I take couples through. So think about what is the right balance for you in your relationship. What things can you do on a consistent basis that feels good and that's going to bring you closer together? The second part of the program is focusing on clearing negativity and resentment and how to communicate in a completely different way. Because once couples learn how to communicate in a different way, when busyness comes up, they can address it. And they can also let go of being annoyed about the busyness from the past affecting the relationship now. So I recommend if you're going to go it alone, then you look at all of these areas. You look at rebuilding the connection, you look at changing the way you communicate, and you look at clearing the negativity and resentment. And I've got loads of other episodes on those, so do check those out. Also in my audio program, it takes you step by step by step in clearing the negativity and resentment, really getting marriage success communication tips, and how to maintain a lasting closeness with action. Because the truth is today, we are always busy. There is always more and more things to do. The to-do list always grows. I don't know about you, years ago I had a dream that I'll finish my to-do list when I first set out in my own business. And then I realized, thankfully, that the to-do list is never ever going to be finished. It's always going to be having things added to it. And life is about managing the to-do list and not letting the to-do list manage us. There never will be a perfect time to look and deal with the problems in a relationship. Of course, we all would love things to just magically get better by themselves, or magically get better with time. But all time does is pass. In all of my experience, I am yet to hear of a couple growing closer over time, naturally, without focusing and putting some effort into it. And I definitely don't agree with the traditional marriage counselling approach where you spend hours going over the problems and saying, well, you were too busy for this and now I'm angry at you. Of course, that is not going to help at all. So the key thing is identifying the problems and then focusing on the solutions. All of the programs that I run are focusing 15% identifying the problem or thereabouts, and then 85% on what are the strategies, what are the steps, what are the ways that you can change the way you feel, the way you act, and the love and the happiness that you experience. It's not about ignoring the past or ignoring what has been happening. It's about finding ways to learn from it and make things better. So for now, I invite you to remember the beginning of your relationship. Go right back to the beginning, when you did what you needed to do in order to see each other. Whether that was catching a breakfast or a lunch together, stepping out of a work meeting to send a text message or leave a voicemail, you made time for each other. Recommitting to your spouse means making time for what is important to each other and listening to what is important to each other if you're unsure. And while it may not be possible every day because work deadlines and work obligations and home activities are unavoidable, the important thing is to make time to see each other, to be with each other as often as possible throughout the day and the week. And you'll both benefit from it and it will help bring you closer together. And if you're a couple where one person works away and you have a long distance relationship, then this is even more precious. Making time for that communication, making time for each other when you do have the chance to reconnect. Think about all of the things that you get done every week. Maybe it's things at work or in the home. And you get them done because you have a rule in your head, an absolute rule that you must do them. It's a must. For example, getting the children ready for school. Of course, that is a must. And taking them there on time, making sure they get there on time. Making sure you eat is a must. And see if you can apply that same principle to your marriage. And make sure that your marriage time is a must. And it gets the attention it deserves. Adam signed up with me to save his marriage 6 months back because his wife had asked for a divorce. He wanted to know how to turn it around quickly, and as soon as he started making his relationship a priority and dropped his neediness behaviour, which I pointed out to him because he had flipped from being so busy and then being so needy, his wife forgave him, found him attractive again, and they reignited their love and connection. His wife then also wanted online sessions, and we went through those three key steps that I mentioned to you, the connection, the clearing negativity and resentment, and the communication, and now they're the happiest that they've ever been. But Adam is still really, really scared that he might revert back to his old ways, as he knows that he can be a workaholic. So he still chooses now, even though the relationship is the happiest it's ever been, to have a monthly check-in call with me to update me on his marriage actions, to keep the momentum going. So having someone or each other to hold you accountable can work great wonders in your relationship. We do it in fitness or business. In fitness or business, we often have coaches and mentors that hold us accountable. And the same can work really well in the relationship. So if you know you're a person that likes to be held accountable, if you know you're a person that likes to have a mentor or someone to share what you're doing and get feedback and advice, then consider giving yourself the benefit of getting some support or holding each other accountable. Having a weekly or a monthly or a quarterly meeting can also really work well in a relationship, because we don't want to let something as important as our family life and happiness just drift. And that's often what happens when people become so busy in life. They just let their relationship life drift. And now I'm just going to give you a few tips and ideas to keep in mind to give your marriage the importance it deserves. The first is really simple, and that's just to remember that your marriage is important. Of course, it's challenging at times, it has its ups and downs, but a happy and peaceful and loving home is well worth it. So is your partner. If they weren't important to you, you probably would have not fallen in love in the first place. So making love a priority is definitely not an easy path in this busy world we live in, yet rewarding when you put in the work that it needs. Regular date nights and surprising your partner with acts of appreciation can go a long way. Sending them a song or leaving them a love note in their wallet can be something that brightens up their whole week. Remember to cherish each other and remember the importance of having a happy home life for you and any children. It's key. The next tip is really to guard your alone time. This is especially appropriate if you have children or a busy work schedules or family commitments. It's so easy to get up in the day-to-day routine of life, but by making that dedicated effort to schedule in you time, you are showing each other and yourself that your love matters. And this is an important action to take, as closeness can grow and foster. And if you maintain this positive mindset and keep your relationship a priority, you will both put in more attention and affection and feel so much better for it. I really recommend as well not cancelling your alone time. If you have to change it, then make sure you reschedule it. I also like to say to couples that I work with to try to focus on having a minimum of 10 hours a week alone time together. A few hours in the evening and some time on the weekend. What also really helps when it comes to couple time is that you're both on the same page about what you want to happen during this time. It's no good one of you thinking that couple time is watching TV together and the other one thinking that that is a waste of time and that they could be getting other things done. Make sure that alone time is engaging and meaningful. Agree what you will do and make sure you have time for talking and touching, which is key for closeness. Both of you need to understand the other's expectations so that you can really enjoy the alone time and make it happen more and more regularly. Because the more enjoyable it is, the more likely you're going to want to do it as well. The next thing is to really focus on the positive. Are you the one wanting more attention in your relationship from your husband or wife? Are they not giving you any time? Do you bring it up to them? And when they start to change, do you appreciate what they are giving you? Or are you ungrateful? Sometimes I work with men and women who are very much focused on the negative and what they're not getting. Even when they're with each other, they worry about the fact that it's not enough. If you only get an hour to have dinner, really spend that time connecting. If you or your partner works a May, make sure that moments that you have together are special, instead of worrying that it could be over soon or that it's not enough time. I've helped hundreds of people with this, And when they find that they let go of negativity, they are so much happier, having a good laugh with their partner and feeling desired as well. And that brings me to intimacy. Intimacy is really important. Life can get so busy that we are left feeling like we don't even want to be intimate with our partners. Sex can be the last thing you feel like doing if you're busy, stressed, and tired. The more time passes, the more uneasy you may feel about it. Or perhaps you're fed up of being rejected sexually and have given up. Either way, do make time for sex and affection. It grates on couples when they feel like they're living like flatmates over time. Don't be the couple that are too busy to address it or lacking in communication confidence to discuss a lack of intimacy. Reach out to me if you're struggling with either one of those. So many times couples come to me and they say it's been months, it's been years, and they wish they had the confidence to say something. They wish they had addressed it. So if this is happening in your relationship, address it. And if you want some tips on how to address it, do reach out to me. You can book that call with me on my website and I can talk you through how I help men and women in that situation. Your life may have changed, but intimacy must remain a very important dynamic in a relationship for lasting happiness. If you have a low sexual libido and wondering how to increase your sexual desire, then I run sessions to help individuals or couples with that, using a combination of actions to create a higher libido as well as hypnotherapy. And if you're even too nervous to speak to me and you want to keep it completely private, then I have a hypnotherapy bundle, a sexual boost hypnotherapy bundle, one for women, one for men, that can really start to change this area in your lives. Many women find the toll of childbirth can have a big impact in their sexual desire. Men and women share with me that they've lost body confidence because they've put on weight or they've got older, and this has had an impact on their sexual desire. And this can all be changed with the right support and the right steps. And then there are fears. Fears can develop that block a couple's sex life. Fear for men about sexual performance. And then there's financial stress, work stress, children stress that can create an emotional distance. And this emotional distance leads to a physical distance. And then there are some people that I work with that have such a fear of not having sex, and this causes them to put so much pressure on their partner. And they often feel that they can't help but put pressure on their partner because it's so important to them, and they can become a little bit obsessed with it. And so this also needs to be changed, because no one wants to be pressured and nobody wants to be feeling tense around touching and being intimate with each other. It's something that you cannot force. You both want to feel in the mood and let things happen naturally. Desire is the first key to change. So if both of you want to change this, this is brilliant. That is often all it needs for couples to reignite and to create a loving, passionate sex life. So if you do have any questions for me, then do visit my website. I'll be happy to answer you. And do check out the links that I'm going to be providing with this show. I have my 7 Secret ebook, which has the 7 secrets to saving your marriage. This is the most popular free giveaway that I have. I get feedback all the time that my emails and that the 7 secrets are really, really powerful. And I also have my webinar, which is an hour and 20 minutes, and it talks about how to transform your relationship. Both are free, so do check out the links for those two items. From my heart to yours, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope it's made you think, and I hope you become less busy with your to-do list and more busy making yourselves and your love life happier. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.